Just to end today's daf on a lighter note, and that is two, if we have time, but for sure one ha'ara related to a mitzayra. So just first a little bit of a hergish, and that is that when we started the sugyas of Tumah v'Taira, Masechtas Nazir, so it coincided with Tainus Esther and Purim. And we said that it's really Dava Be'itai. And even though at first glance you would think, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha, and we're learning sugis about Tumas Meis, right? It would seem to be the antithesis of the spirit of the season. But the emes is that Shabbos after Purim is Parshas Parah. And Parshas Parah is Mamish the Parsh of Adam Kiyomus Pa'ayol, and Hu Yischat Be'Bi Mashlish, Be'Bi Mashvi, and it's literally the sugyas of Tumas Meis. And we said then that Mishabur says that the reason we read Parshas Parah as one of the Dal Parshas, as a prelude to Pesach, is because licked in Parshas Parah, in the Kriya Atfila, and the Tfila is we should be Zaycha to Vizarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim, and we should be Zaycha to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. The emes is that the Negayim parts of these sugyas that we're learning right now, I think are also a little bit timely. It's timely. How so? It's pushing it a little bit. But there's a Mishnah. The first Mishnah, Masechta Shkalim. The Mishnah says, Be'echad ba'adr mashmi'en ala shkalim. Fala kilayim. U'b'chamisha asabai. Chamisha asabai. Well, we know, Ashushan Purim, Kairnus ha-migillah be'krakim. U'misakmin es ha-drochim, ves ha-rechoivois, ves mikvois ha-mayim, v'oysun kol tzarchei ha-rabim. There was certain tzarchei ha-rabim that Beis Din had on their to-do list that they knew they had to take care of, and they would push these things off until right after Purim. So after Purim, after Tesvav Adar, that's when they would do these things. So what are those Tzarchei Rabim? So that's a braisa. Eloin Tzarchei Rabim. Donim dine mominus v'dine nefashis. Dine makois. Poiden erichim v'charomim v'ektetis. Mashkin es ha-soita. V'sorfin es ha-pora. V'orfin ha-rufa. V'roitzin evit ivri. U'metarin es ha-metzoira. So one of the things they would do is Tyrus HaMetzor used to take place during this time. So it actually is a little bit Dover Be'itai Matoiv to be learning not only Aholis, but Nagam as well. So as it relates to Nagam, two short Ha'aris. The first Ha'ara is that the Pasuk in the Parasha of the Metzairah, this is in Parashas Tazria, it's Perik Yud Gimel, it's Pasuk Memhei. It says, V'atzorua Ashaboy Hanege. This is the Metzairah. Begod of you, Frumim, he had a cut his clothing. The roisha yir parua, he had to grow long hair. Val safam yate, his mustache. The tame yikra. Additionally, the tame yikra. So what does that mean? The tame yikra. So Rashi says, mashmi ashahu tame. He had to let it be known that he's tame. The yifreshumi menos. Like this, people would know to separate from him. So one of the dinim of the mitzayra is the tame yikra. He puts it out there. Mashmi ashahu tame. If you look in the Targum Yoinesin says, the Choroiza Machris. He should literally be Machris. The Omar, and he should say, Rechuku Rechuku Min Misava. You should know I'm Tomei and everybody, stay away from me. Rechuku Rechuku Min Misava. The Rambam, it's Sefer HaMitzvahs also brings us halacha. The Rambam is in Mitzvahs Essen, it's Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis. Says the Rambam, the Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis he, Shetzivonu Lies HaMitzoyer Yodua Lakoyel. There's a mitzvah, a spazundere mitzvah in the world of mitzayra, that everyone know that this mitzayra is a mitzayra. Atsheyuvdulu mimenu bnei adam. Like this, people are going to know to stay away from him. And then the Rambam has a little bit of an arichos, and I'm just skipping one line. That pirush says the Rambam. It says in the Torah, v'tomei tomei yikri. You know what that means? Shekol tomei tzorich sheyachriz al atzmai hatomo. Every single person that's tomei needs to make a hachrosa. He has to make a proclamation, an announcement. Everyone should know that I'm tomei. And the emes is, if you think about it, just from a machshava perspective, it's fascinating. I mean, this man is going through something. Can we give him his privacy and let him do his own thing? Some people, when they go through something, they want to be more quiet about it. Some people, if I care, they want to talk about it. But here we don't even give him bechira. He has no choice. The tomei tomei yikra, targum yoinesin, the choroiza machris. The Rambam says he himself has to do it. Shekol tomei tzorich sheyachriz al atzmai hatumo. He needs to let it be known that I am tomei. And the emes is that the whole seder of the mitzayra is something that was done very bepumbi, right? Very much out there, very befarhesia. He's bodod yeshev. He has to be noyeg avelus. And the whole tahira. What is it about the mitzayra that part and parcel of his Tahira required him to observe this mitzvah of the Tomei Tomei Yikra, to literally put himself out and to be machris to the world, that heavy a day, you should know that I'm going through a situation right now. So maybe you could say, based on Torah from the Hilgich Sam Sofer, and this is in two places. It's in Torah Smoisha, in Parashas Metzaira, and it's also in one of the drashas, where the Chassam Sofer quotes the Medrash that everybody knows. Now, this Medrash is a Talmud Bavli that's Beshinui Loshin Ktas. We're going to read it from the Medrash, the way the Chassam Sofer quotes it. So the Medrash says as follows. Maisa, there was a story, Baruch Alechad, a peddler. Shayim Machzer Bayorois. He was going from city to city. In the vicinity of Tzipayri. In every city that he would walk in, say he would make an announcement. And he would say, Man boy lemizbe sam chayim. Is there anyone that wants to buy a drug that I have, this medication, that's the secret, you take this, you're going to be zoicha to chayim. So people heard this announcement and then crowds started coming together. Everybody wanted to hear what this Samachayim is. Rabbi Yannai, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yannai, as this was happening, he was sitting, Uposheit betur kaline, Shami the Machris, he heard this Achroza, Manboy Samachayim, Omar, Lei. So Rabbi Yannai told this person, No tos, Aklahocha Zabinli, I'm interested also, I also want to buy. Omar, Lei. So this peddler told Rabbi Yannai, Love and Tzorichle, Velov de Kavasach. What I'm selling you is not something you need, and none of your Chaverim need it. This is meant for everybody else, but you don't need it. Atrechle, the Meiser of Yannai, he persisted, and Solik Legabe. And finally he told him, you want this Samachayim? You want me to share it with you? I'm going to share it with you. He says, you have a Tehillim? He says, okay. Like, Tziloi Sefer Tehillim. You took out a Sefer Tehillim. Heroloi Pasuk, and he showed him the Pasuk that says, Miho Ish Echafitz Chayim. Somebody wants life. What should he do? Netzor L'shoincha Meira, Usfasecha Midaber Mirma. But the ratio of the pasuk, what was specifically emphasized in this pasuk is Nitzar l'shoyin chomera usfasecha midaber mirma. Rabbi Yannai said Af Shloima machris v'aymer. So Rabbi Yannai heard that and he said the emes is Shloima Melech also was machris this inyan. He said Shloima pivul l'shoynai Shloima mitzaris nafshay, which is really paraphrasing, Rabbi Yannai said, my whole life I used to read this pasuk, and I didn't understand pasuk in the pasuk. Until this ruchel came, and he taught me, and he explained to me exactly what this pasuk means. So the Medrash fears us, it's for this reason, Moshe Mazer es Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he warned the Yidden, and he told them, Zois tia teiras ha-metzaira, teiras ha-moitzi shemra. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's mavur in this medrash that there was a ruchel who was going around, and he was fakoifing this nugget, this little piece of information that he had. And that is, when David HaMelech said, Mio isha chafitz chayim, oyv yomun liris toiv, this was David HaMelech's way of saying that if you want the secret to be able to live a fulfilling life and to have a rich life, it's Nitzar L'Shoyin Chameira Usfasech Midaber Mirma Shomer Pivul U'Shoynoi Shomer Mitzar Es Nafshoi. And Rabbi Yannai heard this and Rabbi Yannai was completely blown away. So the Chassam Sofer said that, I don't know, but Lule de Mistafina, I would say that the reason this Ruchel was doing what he was doing is because this Ruchel maybe was called a Ruchel because he was a peddler, that's what he did for Parnassa, but could be this person was also once a Baal Lashon Hara. And because this Ruchel was once a Baal Lashon Hara, he felt that as a tikkun for the chet that he did, the right thing to do is to try to get other people that are Bali Lashon Hara to stop speaking Lashon Hara. Because the Chassam Sofer says that if someone is Nichshon the Chet of Lashon Hara, as part of his Tikkun and his Kapara, he should try to get other people to stop speaking Lashon Hara. And if you do that, that's going to be a tremendous Tikkun. And it could be this Ruchel was called a Ruchel because he was a peddler, but he was also a Loiselech Ruchel Ba'amecha. He was someone who himself He used to peddle people's information. And in order for him to get his tikkun, what did he do? What he did was he was machris. He was going around and he was giving people chizik. To the point that Rav Yane was his chazik for what he had to say. And he would tell people, Yuchabu Dovin HaMelech is saying, Tzor L'shon Chemira, Svesach Medam Mirma, Miya Isha Chavitz Chaim, Yom Liris Toiv. And this is what he would go around and tell people. And the reason he was doing this is because he felt that this was something that he needed as a tikkun for his neshama. So says the Chassam Sofer that the emes is, it could be, this is the reason David HaMelech said it too. David HaMelech said, Mio isha chavitz chayim oiv yom deres toiv. Right? It's David HaMelech talking. Why did David HaMelech say it? He said, it could be because the Gemara says in Shabbos taf nun vav amir aleph. That's the sugya of kol oimer David chata ini elatoya. So the Gemara says, Rav Omar, Rav says, David HaMelech did an aveira. Kibel David loshen hara. David HaMelech was nichshon lechet of Lashon Hara. And because David HaMelech was nichshon lechet of Lashon Hara, so it's for that reason David HaMelech himself said, Mio isha chavitz chayim oyev yom liris toiv. He did what that Ruchel did. He was also being machris this inyan. The reason he was being machris this inyan was is because he also felt that he needed tikkun based on that Gemara that David HaMelech was nichshon in the chet of Lashon Hara. So the Chassam Sofer says that the emes is, it always bothered me, why does Parshas Metzora begin? Why does it begin? Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimon. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was told the Parsha Metzora that he should go tell it to the Yidden. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimon. Zois tia teiras haMetzora b'yoyim tarasai vuvel haKoyen. Who's in charge of the Parsha of Tzaras? It's the Koyen. So this should have been Vayedaber Hashem al Aharon Leimon. Why is it Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimon? So he said, could be the pshat is because in Parshas Shmos, when Hashem comes to Moshe for the first time, and he tells Moshe, I want you to be the shliach, I want you to be the one that's going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So Vayan Moshe Vayomer, so there's negotiations going on. At one point, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'heim lo yaminu b'li, v'lo yishmu b'koyli, ki yomer lo nirei lecha Hashem. What are we wasting our time for? They're not going to listen to me anyways. Chazal say that because of what Moshe Rabbeinu said, he was punished. What was so terrible, what he said? He spoke Lashon Hara. What happens right afterwards? Hashem tells Moshe, what do you have in your hand? Told him a stick, a matah. Vayomer hashlicheu arza. Moshe Rabbeinu throws it. Vayashlicheu arza. Vayihil a nachash. Why a nachash? Rashi says in Chumash, Ramaz loisha sipra Lashon Hara al Yisrael. It was a remez that he had spoken Lashon Hara on Klal Yisrael. And because he spoke Lashon Hara on Klal Yisrael, the tofas umnosesh al nachash, which is the umnes of the nachash, that's why the punishment was that it turned into a nachash. What happens right afterwards? Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, shlach yotcha, I want you to stretch out your hand, vachoyz beznavoy, and chop the nachash by its tail. Vayishlach yodoy, vayachsek boy, vayhilamata bekapay. And then immediately it turned into a stick again. Says the pasuk, continuing, then Vayomer Hashem Eloi Oid. Hashem tells Moshe, Havi no yodcha b'chekecha. I want you to take your hand and put it in your chek. Vayove yodei b'chekoi. So Moshe Rabbeinu listens. Vayoytzi, and he took it out. Vine yodei mitzaras kasholeg, and his hand became mitzaras like sholeg. Why is that? Says Rashi, Af ba'oizeh romaz loy shaloshen hara sipar ba'omru layaminu li leficha chilko mitzaras. That's why he got tzaras. K'moy shaloksa Miriam aloshen hara. What was Miriam's punishment when she spoke loshen hara? Her punishment was tzaras, and therefore he was punished with tzaras. Why tzaras? Because tzaras is the oynish that comes for the chet of loshen hara. So says the Chassam Sofer, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was also nichshon on the chet of loshen hara. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was nichshon on the chet of Lashon Hara, so Moshe Rabbeinu needed a tikkun for his Lashon Hara. So what was the tikkun? Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Zois Tia Teiras HaMetzor B'yom Tarasai, V'huva Al-Akoyen. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that's machriz. He was the one that gave us the parasha of Metzor. Really, the Chassam Sofer said Aharon would have been the one that did it. But the reason it was Moshe Rabbeinu is because Moshe Rabbeinu himself had in him the chet of Lashon Hara, and because he had the chet of Lashon Hara, he was the one that was chosen. So the Chassam Sofer says that's the taich in the Medrash. After the Medrash brings the story with the Ruchel, says the Medrash, Lefichach Moshe Mazer as Yisrael V'Omer Lem Zois Tia Teiras HaMetzor. Lefichach Moshe, that's the dogosh. That's why it was Moshe, not Aharon. For the same reason the Ruchel was running around and he was being machris. And what was the Indian of him being machris? Because he was the Loiseilach Rachel Ba'amecha, and he needed tikkun. And the tikkun is to get other people to do tshuva and to not be nichshon the chet of Lashon Hara. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu himself did the same thing. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Mazes Yisrael V'Omer Lem Zois Tia Teiras HaMetzor. But it's Mavur in this Chassam Sofer, a Nifladiga idea. And that is that when someone speaks Lashon Hara as part of his tikkun, try to get other people to stop speaking Lashon Hara. That was the story with the Ruchel. That's why David HaMelech, that Rav said in Shabbos Nevavah Mid Aleph,
was involved in Lashon Hara, he said Mi Yoshe Chafetz Chaim, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave us this halacha of Zois Tia Teres HaMetzari, even though really Al Pishuras Adin, it should have been Aharon and not Moshe. Lefiza Yeshloi Maritz Pashet. The Metzaira became a Metzaira because of the Chet of Lashon Hara. He has in him now the Chet of Lashon Hara. So he now needs a Tikkun. So you know what his Tikkun is. His Tikkun is he does exactly what the Ruchel did. What he's supposed to do is V'tomei Tomei Yikra. Says Targum Yoinesin, V'choroiza Machris. What was the Ruchel doing? This Ruchel was running around. Maisa Ruchel Echad Shoyim Machse Bayoros. V'yim Machris V'oimer. It's the Lashon HaRambam also. He's supposed to be Machris Alatzmai. What's the sin of being Machris? Show everybody what happened. Let people see this is what happens when you speak Lashon Hara. If you speak Lashon Hara, you can end up with Tzaras. And by getting people to see that and getting people, Ula Yashuvu, that's part and parcel of his tikkun. The tikkun of the Metzaira and the way he's going to get rid of his chet. Again, the tikkun of the gof is this nega has to go away. But the tikkun anefesh is the chet of Lashon Hara. And part of the chet of Lashon Hara is to be Machris and to get people to come around. And how's he going to get people to come around? By showing them what happens when a person speaks Lashon Hara. Which incidentally, the Torah says that there's a mitzvah in the Torah that says, Zohar, you're supposed to remember. Right? There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says, remember, Yishomer b'nega atzaras, Lishmer b'oid v'lasos, Zohar eis asha'os Hashem alikach l'miriam, Mederach b'seischem l'mitzrayim. Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer that's called Zohar l'miriam. A whole sefer. And it's one of the svarim that he wrote on Lashon Hara. At the end of that sefer, Chafetz Chaim says, I wrote five svarim on Lashon Hara. This is the fifth sefer. It's a sefer on Hilchas Lashon Hara. It's called Zohar Eis Asha'os Hashem Alekach L'Miriam Bederach B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. And the Chafetz Chaim says that this is the Eitzah for a person to have a Shmira from the Chet of Lashon Hara by remembering the Tzaras. So this Mitzayra who has the Tzaras right now, the Tomei Tomei Yikra, be Machris, like the Ruchel with Rav Yanai, and like David HaMelech who said Miyash HaChafetz Chaim, and like Moshe Rabbein who's always the Tzaras HaMitzayra, could be that's Pashup Shad in this Indian of the Tomei Tomei Yikra. But just one